Good Wednesday. Today is October the 8th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, weather making agricultural headlines, not weather here locally, even though we have started to see some precipitation, something we haven't seen in a while, but rather precipitation down in South America, particularly in Brazil. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Weather news making agricultural headlines, not necessarily here, but down in Brazil. Now, the official start of the wet season in central Brazil came on time, and producers did take advantage by getting a quick start on planting their soybeans. Dry weather since then has allowed that to progress. However, that also threatens the crop if the rains do not come back quickly. Those early showers came through a front that dropped 25 to 77 millimeters, which is about 1 to 3 inches, across that region early last week. Now, that got central Brazil producers out in full force. Since then, planting progress has soared. According to the Mato Grosso Institute of Agricultural Economics, planting progress is the quickest in at least the last 5 years, at just over 15% completed as of October 3rd. It quickly outpaced last year at just over 2%, and the five-year average just over 6%. All regions of that state, except for the northeast and southeast, are over 12% complete. Now, the agency expects 13 million hectares, which is about 32 million acres, of that land to be planted this season. That's about the same acreage as Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, and Indiana combined, that according to USDA estimates. Now, producers in central Brazil have a very short window in which they can plant soybeans to ensure they can double crop with corn or cotton in early 2026. Dubbed the Safrina crop, timely starts to the wet season are necessary after 4 or more months are almost complete dry. With little moisture left in the soil, producers generally wait for that first 50 millimeters, which is about 2 inches, to begin planting, ensuring that there's enough moisture around for the crops to germinate evenly. Now, usually that first 2 inches is in the midst of nearly daily rainfall as the wet season rains fill in and become consistent by the middle of October. However, this year is a little different. The wave of rain that brought the start to the wet season has since dried out, and very few areas have seen rain continue after September the 24th. Actually, most areas have been completely dry, and those that did not take advantage immediately following the rainfall are at serious risk of poor germination or dying of the seedlings in the 30 degrees Celsius heat, which would be 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, models are not very optimistic for some time yet either. Though some spotty showers do dot the region, there's little opportunity for organized or even scattered rainfall that would put producers at ease about the cropping situation during this week. A front will largely stall over southern Brazil with scattered showers, but it's not forecast to move northward. Models are more indicative of rainfall filling in from October 12th through the 15th, either by normal monsoon processes for the wet season or by another front that may be moving in during that period. However, that could be a solid 3 weeks of no rainfall after planting in some areas, and this may be a situation that would call for replanting of significant acres of soybeans should those rains not pop up as expected, creating further delays then and hardships for producers in the middle of the country. This situation does bear watching over the next couple weeks. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now, talk a little bit about scholarships, and with livestock, in particular cattlemen around the area, a lot of opportunities for their young people to receive scholarships. Today, Hunter Iram talks about the NCBA's National Cattlemen's Foundation CME Scholarships.
I'm here with Todd Johnson, NCBA Senior Vice President of Federation Services, speaking on behalf of the National Cattlemen's Foundation. Todd, the National Cattlemen's Foundation is now accepting applications for the CME Group Beef Industry Scholarship. What is the scholarship and how is it significant to the cattle industry?
Well, first of all, I want to thank the CME Group for their continued dedication to this program. Since 1989, the CME Group has been a great partner with NCBA and our effort through the National Cattlemen's Foundation to bring resources to qualified students to advance the beef industry. So the significance of the scholarship is that there are 10 of them, $1,500 a piece. Those scholarships really drive the student to think about challenges that our industry faces and provide their own potential solutions to those problems. That is one part of the application process, is an essay that identifies an issue and then provides a solution. And so I think CME and NCBA and the foundation share a common goal there, that we want to address the tough issues that face our industry. And we really see this next generation of students as having the potential and the ability to make an impact.
Todd, what are the eligibility criteria for the scholarship, and how are applications judged?
The applications the candidates must be a high school senior graduating in spring of 2026, or a full-time undergraduate student. So they could already be out of high school and into college, but the key is that they're graduating high school in spring 2026 and then enrolled at a 2 or 4 year institution. And I think that's important to realize that this does not have to be students that are already into a 4 year institution. And the application is judged on the student's academic capabilities, a 750-word essay that describes an issue that our industry is facing, and then the candidate's proposed solution to that problem, 2 letters of recommendation, plus a statement from the student expressing their career goals and how that relates to the beef industry.
So, Todd, after students apply, well, first of all, what's the deadline? And then when are scholarship winners notified?
Yes, scholarship applications will be due on November 7th, and the students will be notified later this fall prior to the Cattle Industry Convention in February, because the winners will be recognized. Their names and photos will be recognized during the Cattle Industry Convention. So November 7th, deadline, an announcement made prior to convention.
Todd, what is your closing message here to students who are considering this opportunity and might be wondering if it's something they should apply for?
Well, first of all, thank you for their interest in agriculture. We see a great future in our industry, and through this partnership with the CME Group and the National Cattlemen's Foundation, we want to reward students who are interested in pursuing a career in agriculture and help them achieve the financial stability they need to pursue that degree at a 2 or 4 year university.
Well, Todd, thank you so much for the update today.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this important project.
And again, that was National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Hunter Irum visiting with Todd Johnson about the Cattlemen Foundation CME scholarships. And if you know a young person interested in applying for this scholarship, you can visit their website to apply. That is nationalcattlemensfoundation.org. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.